Good morning, everybody. Vayishlach. So we have a famous Rashi. In fact, somebody last week had mentioned this Rashi, but it's actually in this week's Parsha. And the question is, well, let's see the pasuk. Vayitzav otam lemor. So when Yaakov was preparing to meet with Esav, which was a tension fraught meeting, he didn't know what to expect. And when he made preparations for the meeting, so he told his people, this is what you tell my master Esav, im lavan garti, right? So now Rashi says, Im Lavan Garti, I live with Lavan. So Davar Acher, he quotes Rashi here, Garti Begimatri, this is the famous Rashi. Garti, if you change the word jumble of the word Garti, it's Taryag, right? 613 mitzvahs. Kolomar, in other words, he sent a subliminal message to Esav. Im Lavan Harasha Garti, I lived with the evil Lavan, v'taryag mitzvot shamarti, but I kept the taryag mitzvahs. V'lo limadati mima'asav harayim, and I didn't learn from his evil ways. So the question is, Pele Gadol, who's there? Le'ezet tzorach shalach lahodi azot le'esav harasha. Why did Esav have to know? Is this going to impress Esav that he kept the 613 mitzvahs? That's not going to necessarily impress Esav harasha. So why did he send such a message? So he's going to present something which is really based on the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim, in the Guide to the Perplexed, which will answer the question. And he brings this from a certain rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Weinberger, who was a Rav in Morgertown, somewhere, I think, in Hungary. So Yashev Zod, he answers this question, Al Pikushato Hayadua Shalaramba. Like all good scholars, he answers the question by asking another question. Eich Yitkenu Chaya Adam Ale Adama Bali Kiyum Kol Tariq Mitzvahs. How can we really survive without fulfilling all 613 mitzvahs? Varikola mitzvot heim ke malbush shalem laguf ul neshama. Tariq mitzvahs are like a cloak to cover the entire body and soul of a person. V'ima adam machsir mitzvah achat, and if he's missing one mitzvah, domeh davar lebeged sheyesh bachur. So it's like an incomplete garment. V'chi lemalbu shichashev, right? It's not an article of clothing. If the arm is missing from a sweater, it's not a sweater anymore. But the truth be told, it's impossible for a person to fulfill all of Tariq Mitzvot. Af imhu chazak kebarzel, even if he's strong as iron. Shari lo kol mitzvot nitnu lekol adam. Not all the mitzvahs are given to every person. Ki kama mitzvot amurim rak bekoheinu belevi ukedom. There are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are only for kohanim or leviim. Right, harbe mitzvot shadam lo mitchayev behem bechol yimei chayav. There are certain mitzvahs that a person, his whole lifetime, can go through, and he doesn't have those mitzvahs. Right. In fact, the Shalach Kodesh says that today we have approximately 270 mitzvahs. That it's possible under normal circumstances, without Mashiach, without the Beis Hamikdash, there's about 270 mitzvahs that a person can keep. Right. You're not a kohen. Right, not everybody gets divorced. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to get divorced, but you don't run after the, I want to do that mitzvah, right? Sometimes we have to do the mitzvah, right? But we don't run after the mitzvah. So, but the Shalosh says 270 mitzvahs. That's it. And he brings up pasuk, Ani Yeshena V'libi Er. When we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we're missing Yeshena, number of Yeshena, whatever that is. But Libi Er, my heart is awake. And Er is Ayin Reish is 270. So he makes a cheshbon, we have 270 mitzvahs. Okay, so that's his question. So how does the Rambam answer this? He answers two ways. So the first way he answers al pi kabbalah, in a mystical way. V'tiritz Rambam b'shnei ofanim. Hayachad, first of all, he says, al yidei gilgul neshamot. Gilgul neshamot, that the neshamot goes through from one person to the other, a new person. So that way, she eat galgel. האדם פעמים מספר עד שבכל הגלגולים יחד יצליח לקיים את כל המצוות. So if a person goes through two or three גלגולים, his neshama goes to different people, so after three people, all the tariq mitzvahs are performed. Ukigon sheyeh begilgul echad kohen, let's say in his first gilgul, in his first lifetime he was a kohen, ubisheni levi, his second life the neshama was a levi, v'chein hala ad sheyishalem et kol ha-mitzvot. Okay, that's one answer. So he says, okay, good, amnam ofen zehu kashima, that's a hard one for us to understand, right? Al kein b'chastav harabim natan lanu Hashem yitborach etza acher. So God, in His great love for us, His compassion, that somehow we should fulfill, all every Jew should fulfill 613 mitzvahs, He provides a different equation. Al yidei ahavat reyim, through the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. If you attach yourself to another Jew, if two Jews attach themselves, so their mitzvahs are joined, shenihyeh be'achdut shlema, so that they're in such a inseparable oneness, Zeim zeh, one with the other, v'niyeh shutfim, and they become partners, ne'emanim, b'inyanei kiyum ha-mitzvot, in the mitzvot that they perform. Im nekayim et mitzvot asei shel ve'ahavta l'recha kamoch, if we fulfill the mitzvah of loving every Jew, azai yiyu chashuvim lifnei ha-kodesh baruch hu, it is counted by God, ha-mitzvot shel kol klal Yisrael ki'ilu kol echad kayem, Kol mitzvot. It's like all Kol Yisrael is doing the 613 mitzvahs by virtue of our plugging in to every other Jew. Ubezeh hakol yavo al mekomo b'shalom. And that the cheshbon works out mathematically, right? So what does that have to do with Yaakov telling Esav, in love on garti v'tariyik mitzvah shamarti? So he writes, kama niflaim al pis yisod zeh. It's wondrous, according to this principle of the Rambam, Hadvarim she'amar Hillel la'oto nafu. So first he wants to say, based on this idea, so you have a fascinating statement. He wants to explain the famous Gemara with Hillel, based on this concept. Hadvarim she'amar Hillel la'oto nafri should be keishiyu medu kol Torah kushu omed al regel echad. Remember the story that the ger came to Hillel, and he said, "Teach me the entire Torah." Well, you're standing on one foot. Kavanat ha-dvarim, what does it mean? Kachi. Oto ger tzedek, this righteous convert, hitnotzeitz ruach eloki bekirbo. He had a burning passion of godliness in his soul. Ad shehevin, that he understood, she'en b'yecholet ha-adam l'kayim et kol ha-tariyik mitzvot, ela yidei gilgul chozer l'ola. He knew that it was mathematically impossible for any single Jew to keep the 613 mitzvahs, as we explained at the beginning, right? Some people are Kohanim, some are Levim. You can't possibly, every individual Jew. V'zot lo haya b'ritzono. So he understood that. When he said, teach me the whole Torah on one foot, he knew that it's impossible for one Jew to keep all the 613 mitzvahs. El ratza l'hashlim kol ha-mitzvot ba'odo b'olam hazeh. But he wanted to somehow plug in and have the schar, the reward, for all 613 mitzvahs. L'chein b'keish. Therefore, he requested of Hillel sheyigayeruhu, so he would convert him al menat sheyilmod kol haTorah al regel achad, on condition that he learns the entire Torah on one foot. Meaning what? It's obviously a metaphor. Dahainu al regel zu sheyesh lo ata, the foot that he has now. Meaning v'lo yitzdarech lihitgalgel shuv l'olam hazeh. He didn't want to come back. Like, remember, the Rambam had two answers to this question. The first was gilgul neshamas, that you come back in a different lifetime. So you come back in three lifetimes, you each Jew, that each neshama makes six. I don't want that. I want it al regel achad. I want it on my current physicality. That's what I want. L'chein yo'eitz. Therefore, he suggested lo l'Hillel. Hillel said to him, what was Hillel's answer? Da aleich sani, l'chavrech lo tavri. Famous story. What's hateful to you, don't do to your brother. That was the answer to this, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So he said, "Aleich sani lechavreich al taved." Don't do what's hateful to you to someone else. Va'al yidei kach yavo bevrit shel achva v'shutfut im ha-yehudim. There, with this is really the converse of, you know, saying in a negative sense of v'hafta l'reicha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. So by fulfilling this, v'al-yidei ha-shutfut, yikayem et kol ha-mitzvot b'olam hazeh. So by plugging into all of Klal Yisrael, this is what Hillel told the guy, if you fulfill this mitzvah, you'll do all tariq mitzvahs. Because that's the schar we get by the mitzvahs that I can't do. If I have a relationship with a Kohen and I truly love him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the chesed of that we share all of the mitzvot together. So now we come to the original question we asked. What was the utility of Yaakov saying, tell Esav, before that ominous meeting, tell him, you know, even though I live with Lavan, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, I kept the 613 mitzvahs. Esav cares. So Yaakov Avinu. Afshe Esav haya sonei li Yaakov mit Moshel Shom. Notwithstanding the fact that Esav hated Yaakov historically. Lo natar lo sina belibo al kach. Vahaya rotze liyot himself. Yaakov did not share that hatred. V'rotze liyot imo ba'achla. And Yaakov wanted to have a love relationship with his brother Esav. Ulechein kivan she Esav haya mekayim et mitzvah kibur aveim. You know, Esav kept the mitzvah kibur aveim. In fact, one of the commentaries, the Chizkuni, said, you know, we say in the parsha that Yaakov was very afraid to meet Esav. And so the Chizkuni says that, why was he afraid? Because Esav had, this amazing statement of the rabbis, Esav had two mitzvahs, the schut of two mitzvahs, and he was afraid because of these two mitzvahs, Esav could defeat him. Number one, kibur aveim, that he honored his parents, even though it was surreptitiously, whatever you want to say, but also Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that Esav lived in Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine that for even an Esav, the schut of living in Eretz Yisrael is, and Yaakov was afraid because Esav had Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that he would be able to defeat him. So here he says, L'chein kivan sha Esav hayim makayim et mitzvot kibur aveim, gam li Yaakov haya chelik b'mitzvah. So here's the thing, he wanted to plug in to Esav's mitzvah. Esav had the mitzvah of kibud aveim. Yaakov wanted to get that from Esav. Hinei, yadua, it's known, she'im Yisrael mekayimim kol Torah kula. If a Jew keeps the entire Torah, if the Jewish people in its entirety keep the entire Torah, ein kol umah v'lashon sholed b'hem, we will become invincible. L'chein, therefore, ratzah lahodiyah l'Esav. So he wanted to tell Esav, listen, she'kayim kol Torah, I kept the whole Torah. V'im, Yitma Esav, and if Esav will say, what do you mean? V'chi hechan kayemta kibur aveim. How could you do kibur aveim? You were away from home. How could you keep kibur aveim all those years that you were away, right? 36 years you were away from home, right? Al kein heshiv Yaakov. Yaakov answered him, v'eshalcha lahagid l'adoni limtzoa chen beinecha. I sent a message that I should find grace in your eyes, that you should love me. I don't hate you. Adarabba, just the opposite. Ritzoni liyot imcha ba'achva. I want to be one with you in love. U'memela yesh li chelik b'kibud aveim shalcha. And I will have a chelik in your kibud aveim. So that was the utility of why he told him this, which seems to be so ridiculous that Esav could care about this. But this was the intent of Yaakov in telling this to Esav. Okay, now if we'll go to number three. And let's do number two first. Okay. Number two is Rav Schwab. And both number two and number three actually kind of parallel each other. And this is the meeting of Esav and Yaakov when they come to each other. So the pasuk says, Vayoratz Esav likroso. Esav ran to greet him. Vayichabku. Vayipal al tzavaro vayishakehu. Right, he grabbed him, he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Vayivku, and they both cried. Right, so here you have a great moment in history. We didn't know what was going to happen, but Yaakov is in a certain sense safe. But there are a number of questions that are raised here by Rav Schwab, and also in the next piece that I have. Let's see Rav Schwab first. Yesh la'avin sibat b'chiyat Yaakov. Where was Yaakov crying? V'gam yesh la'ayin b'mashma'ut ha'mikra v'yivku. It says v'yivku. They cried. Loshen rabim in plural. Hamoresh b'chiyat Esav u'b'chiyat Yaakov kavana achat lehen v'tzarech biur. In other words, you know, when you say, you know, everyone was crying in the movie, right? They're all crying for the same reason, right? But if you say, like, this guy was crying and this guy was crying, so that's there, maybe they were crying for two separate things. But why does the Torah say, Vayivku? Both Yaakov and Esav were crying. The implication is they were both crying about the same thing. So how could they, what was that same thing that they were both crying about? So, he writes, Venira, let me suggest, Shehinei, Mashani payes Esav, the fact that Esav was appeased, V'kibel et Yaakov beratzon, and he, Tzugazunt, and he accepted Yaakov willingly, Hayabazen Nes Nigla. This was a miracle. It's a miracle. Shahari Kavanato v'tachlit biato, because the whole purpose and intent of Esav's coming, Hayeta Kedei La'abdo min ha'olam, was to wipe Yaakov out of the world, right? To wipe him into the sea, to borrow a contemporary phrase. Ela Shebo To Rega, but at that moment, Mamash, Nichmeru Rachamav, he was overwhelmed with mercy. Vayechabku, Vayishaku, that he grabbed, he hugged him, and he kissed him. Vayefch al tzavarav, and he cried on his neck. Kemosha hevi Rashi, divrei ha-sifrei. Rashi, in fact, comments on this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Halacha biyadua she'esav sone le'Yaakov. It is a fact of life that Esav hates Yaakov. It is a part of nature that Esav hates Yaakov. Ella, but, she'nichmeru rachamav ba'otah sha'a, but he was overcome with mercy at that moment, v'noshko b'chol libo, and he kissed him with all of his heart. Shehalacha, because the halacha, the fact of life, the she'esav sone le'Yaakov, that Esav hates Yaakov, he b'hahanaga hativit, that's in the natural order, shebo al dat l'noshko l'hargo, that you would want to kiss him and kill him, right? To bite him, not Nashika, Nashika, so they're spelled almost the same. That really, based on his natural proclivity, Asa would have wanted to bite him and kill him, not kiss him. Ella sheheref ayin, for a split second, nasa nes, a miracle was performed, ubo to harega, and at that moment, mehafka hanhaga, but miteva lahanhaga nisit. That the natural order of things was transformed to the miraculous, right? V'nashku b'chol libo, and he kissed him with all his heart. Now, explains, Umori Maran Harav Reb Yerucham Mimir, this was the great Reb Yerucham Levavitz, who was the mashkich of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe. Amar al-Mashi Yaakov hechin et atzmo, he explained, he remarked on the fact, this is also a well-known fact that Rashi brings us, that Yaakov prepared three things for his meeting with Esav. He didn't know how it was going to work out, right? And so, Ledoron, he brought a present. Letfilah, he davened. Ulemilchama, but he was also prepared for war, right? In the unknown, this is what a person has to do. You bring a present, you daven, and you prepare for war, right? I don't mean when you're invited to someone's house for dinner, you don't need to do all this, right? Definitely a present, and definitely daven, maybe that the food's good. But don't prepare yourself for war. But in facing an unknown person, right, an unknown quantity. So we learn from this, right? Kedei shaloli smach al hanes. In other words, we don't rely on ain't somchin al hanes. We don't rely on miracles. Shahakavana, the intent. Shemidat Esav he, that he knew that the nature of Esav was va'avaraso shamra lanetzach, that his hatred was forever. Yaakov knew that. That Esav had a terrible lifelong enmity towards his brother. V'imkein shvirat midazu, to break this bad character trait, sheyichmeru rachamav al Yaakov, in order to break him down and to have love and mercy for Yaakov Echav, his brother, he davar nisi. It's a miraculous thing. It's miraculous. Vain some canalines. You can't rely on it on a miracle, right? In fact, you know the Bali Musar say that to change a bad character trait, to change a bad midah. You know, we just celebrated the Siyum Hashas, People were learning the entire Talmud, 7.5 year cycle. So the Bali Musa say that to break one bad midah, it's easier to learn the entire Shas than to change one bad character trait. So we think it's easy, you know, I'm going to change. Not so simple. It's hard. It's easier to learn the entire Shas, which, as you know from all the hype the last few months, is not an easy feat, right? So it had to be a miracle. Vuha Osif, and Rabbi Yerucham added, Shekol Inyan Shel Shirat HaMidot, this whole notion of breaking down character traits, Hu Bivchinat Neis, it's miraculous. V'im Kein Dvarav Avad Kan Dvarav HaKdoshim, and this is the comment from his Rebbe. Rav Schwab brings from his Rebbe. You know, Rav Schwab was a student in Europe before he came to America. And he was the Rav of the great German community in Washington Heights in New York, the Breuer's community. So here we go in this idea. What's going on? Uchrot Esav Godel Hanes. When Esav, so now, why were they both crying about the same thing? It says, Uchrot Esav Godel Hanes. When Esav realized what had happened, this miraculous thing that he miraculously changed his teva, something which is almost inconceivable, that he turned his hatred, turned into love for that moment. So then he realized, what a waste of his life. It's so easy to love. It was so easy for me to love my whole life. Even though I grew up in the house of my grandfather Avram and Sarah, and my father, my mother, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yorad Piloyim Amok Amok, I went deeper and deeper into the abyss of sin and hatred and meanness. Ki gam hu haya yachol lahagia lemadregot gedolot ke'enechav. He realized at that moment that he too could have reached the great heights, noble heights that his brother Yaakov had reached, and that's why he was crying. V'Yaakov bacha, and Yaakov was crying. Kishiro Eich Sheben Yitzchak V'Necher Avraham, that he saw Esav, a son of Yitzchak and a grandson of Avraham, Nafal Labira Amikta B'Shafal HaMatzav HaRuchani, that Esav, who fell to such a lowly level of spirituality, V'Imkein Hayita B'Chiyatam Achat V'Zeu V'Yivku. So they were both crying about the same thing. Esav was crying about the fact that he had fallen to such a miserable lifestyle. Look at it, could have changed. And Yaakov was crying about his brother, the same thing. Look what's happened to my brother. Why did he become this way, right? So they were both crying about the same thing. Udvarenu yafitsu oro. And this idea, he says, let me enlighten you a little bit. Al maimrams, based on there's a passage in our oral tradition, it's a Gemara in Sota, which will shed light on this. Dorish Rebbe Yehuda Bar Ma'arava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ma'arava explained. V'item, some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Mutar lahachnif rishayim ba'olam hazeh. You know, chanifa, flattery, is not a good thing. One should stay away from flattery. So, but it's permissible to flatter evil people in this world. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar mehacha. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov, Ki al kein ra'iti panecha ki ro pnei Elokim v'pitzeini. In this week's parsha, when Yaakov meets Esav, he says, you know, I see you, I look at you, you have the face of God, like an angel, right? Asher yesh la'ayin, af shemutar la'achnif, machmat yira, maybe because of fear you're allowed to say a word of flattery, hari bevada yesh gvul kama mutar, to what extent? Im kein eich amar Yaakov la'esav ki ro pnei Elokim, Shanira Chas v'Shalom, you know, Kim Chal Shmo Yisborach. It's like a Chil Hashem almost. That he tells Esav, "I see you." It's like I'm seeing godliness. I'm seeing God. I mean, Chanifa, you want to save yourself? You have to say, you know, you're wearing a nice tie. I like your tie, you know. But to say to him, "You look like God," that's a little much, right? So he says, "V'yesh Lomar Shalechein Hosif Lomar Vatirtzeini," and I was, you know, Vatirtzeini means I was appeased. I was comforted, I was appeased. Pirush Rashi, Nitpayastali, you appeased me. Vahayinu sheyot shahit patchut teva Esav halazu. This change of heart of Esav, his his dramatic character change. Hayta nes nigla was a revealed miracle. Hari hayta bezehi galut kavod elokim ba'olam. This was really a revelation of godliness. The fact that Esav miraculously changed from someone who wanted to bite him and kill him to someone who wanted to kiss him and love him, this is seeing God, as it were. It's seeing godliness. Vizehu, so he wasn't completely telling him some fabrication. This was his comment on what was going on. How else could you explain it? God is here. Ki al kein ra'iti panecha ki ror pnei Elokim. So it's as if I see God. Al yedei vatitzeni, because you've appeased me, you've accepted me. Shenas en nes, a miracle transpired. Venik payastali, and you were appeased by me, you were comforted. V'hachanifa bezeh, and this chanifa, this flattery, hayeta sha'af shahaya Esav Rasha. Even though Esav was a Rasha, right? Shibcho Yaakov b'davar tov emet lamita. Yet Yaakov praised him with something which was very true. So here's the proof that you're allowed to flatter, even a Rasha, for a purpose. But you see, you know, you can't lie, right? Right? You can be mishana the emet sometimes. Listen, the Gemara says, for shalom, you're allowed to tell a white lie, so to speak, not to hurt somebody's feelings, but you can't completely fabricate it. Lishanot is the lashon of the Gemara. Not l'shaker, l'shanot. L'shanot means to change, right? You can change the fact a little bit, slightly, right? But also l'shanot is from the word sheni, which means second. So in other words, you're not, events have meanings upon meanings, right? So you're not really telling a lie, but there's a secondary meaning. L'shanot means there's a little fabrication, but there's some of the original is still there. It's sheni. It's sort of a second edition of the truth. But it's not completely an untruth. It's sheni. It's built upon the truth, right? You're not lying completely, right? Okay. Now, the third piece is, I told you, you know, I'm trying to bring at least the once a chassidish idea, right? So here's the Shem Mishmuel, the Sochetshover Rebbe, Rav Avrom Bornstein, who died in 1811. I know I still have to make a sheet for all these bibliographies. But so he was a great Hasidic Rebbe. He was a genius and a very pious person. And he has a comment here on this Maisa. And there's actually, we'll see, a difference of opinion of what really took place in the Talmud, in our oral tradition. So, on the same thing. Veratz Esav likrato v'yishakev. Esav ran to greet him, and he kissed him. And he quotes the Medrash, the oral tradition. Amar Rebbe Shimon ben Eloza. B'chol makom sha'ata motzi hakatuv. Oh, so I try to say this. Vayishakehu in the Chumash. If you look in the Chumash, there are dots. There are nekudot on each letter of Vishakehu. Vayishakehu. So quite often, you know, from time to time, there are dots on words in the Chumash. And there's a rule of thumb. There's a rule of thumb. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Ben Elazar, b'chol makom sh'ata motzi haktav rabba al hanekuda. If the letters are more than the dots, in other words, there are more letters than dots. The dots are only on partial of the word. Ata doresh et haktav. So you darshan, the dots have to do something with the writing, the word. Hanekuda rabba al haktav. But if there's more dots than letters, ata doresh et hanekuda. Then you darshan the dots, right? Kan lo katav rabba al hanekuda velo nekuda rabba al haktav. In our Mesorah, there are a number of dots, equal number of dots on each letter. Every letter has a dot on it. So how do we understand that, right? Elam elamei, this teaches us, shenimkeru rachamav v'otasha'a, that Esav's mercy got the better of him at that moment, v'nashko b'chol libo, and he kissed him with all of his heart. Amar le Rav Yanai, im kein, if that's the case, lama nakud alav, so why is it dotted? Ela milameid shelo bo l'nashko el l'nashko, that really, he didn't come initially to kiss him, he really came Lenashko, and you see the similarity in Hebrew. Lenashko, Lenashko, he really, that was in his intent. V'naset savaro shel Yaakov Avinu shel Shayish. And Yaakov Avinu's neck turned to marble. So he couldn't, miraculously, he couldn't bite him. So you have two conflicting ideas here. One is that he actually came to kiss him. The other is that he actually came to bite him, to kill him. And a miracle happened, and he couldn't. His neck turned to marble. V'yesh ledakdek, maishna shel Shayish. First, he asks an interesting question. You can read this medrash, you wouldn't even think about, but why marble all of a sudden, right? Right? Velo matchetz, not metal. Shehi davar kasheh, metal is hard. In fact, he says, b'chol makom shepo lahamshil, davar kasheh, mashalu lebarzel unechoshet. Whenever the psukim of Torah and Tanakh want to use an example of something that's hard, they'll say barzel, they'll say iron, they'll say matchet, they'll say, right, metal. So he brings a pasuk in Dvorim. He brings a pasuk in also in Dvorim. Barzel unechoshet min ha'alecha, right? So what's going on? Why marble? Right? Got to be something here. Venera. So let me suggest, says the rabbi. Dine bikar machlokotam. What was the machlokas here between these two rabbis? The one said he came to kill him. The other said he came to kiss him, right? To embrace him. Imbo lenashcha o nimkeru rachamav ba'ota sha'ah, you know, or I was going to kill him, or his mercy got the venashcha, and he kissed him b'chol libo with all of his heart. Yesh lefaresh ba'ofen, let me explain, ba'ofen sheyu kol divrei chachamim mekuyamim. I'm going to explain it in such a way that they both agree with each other. And that's why the dots are equal to the letters. They both agree with each other. And what do I mean? Based on another pasuk in the parsha, which a concept that's repeated twice in the parsha. Ki elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. They're both saying the emes. V'hainu she'al pi masha pirshu ha'meforshim. The rabbis explained the pasuk. The pasuk says that Yaakov prayed, Hatzileni ya miyad achi, miyad Esav. Save me from my brother, from Esav. Right? What do you have to say that for? Right? He knows Jason's my brother. Why does he have to say both? Save me from my brother, save me from Esav. Shiyoter haya yare. What was he more afraid of? What was he more afraid of? Right? He was more afraid. Shiyoter haya yare min ha'achva v'hakiru v'hachibur shel Esav mimash haya yare micharva kasher. He was more afraid of the brotherhood of Esav than he was the sword. He was more afraid of Esav the killer, of Esav the lover, he didn't trust him, you know, than Esav the warrior. You know, the Rav Breisch was the Chelkas Yaakov, who was the Rav of Switzerland, and he came after the war, his first Shabbos Shuvah drasha, after the war, he darshaned this pasuk. You know, what are we afraid of more? He was speaking to a broken, you know, group of a congregation of survivors, Sheres HaPleita, and he said, what are we more afraid of? You know, when they come at us with an army and they want to destroy us, or when they come to us with brotherhood and fraternity and achva and embrace, what's the more dangerous to Klal Yisrael? At least we know who our enemies are. But when they come with brotherhood and fraternity, etc., etc., it's assimilation. We know that's assimilation. So he was more afraid of the achva of Esav than the artillery of Esav. He didn't want to be contaminated by his touch. Limashcho birishuto, to bring him into his lifestyle. Hachnispo kochot ra'im hamushchim l'ra, that he would influence him to go his way, the way of Esav. V'hayarei, and Yaakov was afraid. Gam micharbo, he was also afraid from the sword. Pen yavov v'hikeu, he's going to kill him. Emu banim, he'll wipe out mother and child, his whole entourage. V'hine mashenich, so listen carefully. Two things happened here. Esav had two personalities, right? He hated Esav, he hated Yaakov, he wanted to kill him. And he loved him in the sense that he wanted to embrace him and bring him into his world. V'hine mashenich meru rachamav elav. The mercy that captured Esav at that moment, the love for that moment, Shayach Lomar al Chelik Hahariga Becharbo. He decided, I love him, I'm not going to physically kill him. That was the embrace and the kiss. It was a genuine kiss. I'm not going to kill you. You're my brother. Shelo yakeu ema banim. I won't destroy you and your children and your wives and your whole entourage. Aval hachelik mashahaya yorei mimenu. But the other side of the coin, that Yaakov feared shelo yitme'u, that he wouldn't contaminate him. Al zeh ein shayach sheyimna machmat shenichmu racham avalav. That did not leave Esav's persona. The mercy that he had for his brother was that he wouldn't kill him physically, but not that he wouldn't try to inculcate his values and be mekar of him to evil. Adarav, just the opposite. Machmat shenichmeru rachamav. The same way that his mercy got the better of him, not to kill him. Hayayote mishtadel liyototo ki'ish echad. Now he wanted to be like one person with him. Chaverim b'chol tava ra. Let's be chaverim in all of my evil ways. Okay, shneim emet. So both rabbis are telling the truth, but they're both focused. Each are focusing on a different element. One is focusing on Esav, and the other, Achi, my brother. Right? Shneim emet. Shenichmeru rachamav alav b'oto pam. It's true. He was enveloped by mercy at that moment. V'nashku, and he kissed him b'chol libo, with all his heart. Hainu shesilak mimenu harvetzicha. The desire to kill him, the murderous Esav, that changed miraculously into the loving Esav. Aval bo l'nashko. But he also wanted to bite him. Hainu lahatil bo, as a metaphor. Hainu lahatil bo zoama vituma, to like a vampire, you know, to put the evil zoama into his system. Al yedei dvekuto etzlo, by coming close to him. Vahaneshikin heim hadvekut, and that's what kisses are, you know, that's attachment. Rucha berucha, spirit one with the other. Vuhu kedimyun neshichat nachash. This is like the kiss of the bite of the snake, right? Lahatil bo adam eres, lahatil bo eres, this poisonous venom, right? Vizesha amar Rav Yanai, that's what Rav Yanai said. Im kein lama nakud alav. Why is it dotted? Why are there nakudot dots on each of the letters? Ele bevadai shneim emet, because both things are true. Vayinashkehu, that he kissed him, and the dots to say vayinashkehu, that he bit him. Hainu hakatav hanakuda, both are equal. Zemora al shenichmeru rachamav alav. One points out that the kissing, the word, the katav, points out that he had the mercy and the love to not to kill him. Shelo yargenu. Vizeh, and the dots, mora sheratza lahatil bo zuam avetuma, that he still wanted to infect him with his evil nature against God. Ach bezeh shuv naset savaro shel Yaakov Avinu shayish. Why shayish? Why marble? Hainu kimo shayish, she'enu mekabel tuma. You know, the laws of tuma and tara, which we don't have today. Well, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, we'll have the laws of tuma and tara. There are certain elements that can receive tuma, right? Metal can be mekabel tuma, right? Kli avonim, kli galalim, kli adama, lav b'nei kibulei tuma. Marble cannot become tame, classical tuma, cannot achieve that. Mishumahachi, lo kamar barzel, or nechosh. That's why the Medrash doesn't say it was brass or iron, because brass or iron can become mekabel tuma, but marble is not mekabel tuma.
Is that for all stones? Stone cannot become tuma?
For tuma, yes. Uh-huh. For tuma, correct. V'nirish ezocha Yaakov Avinu lezeh. So Yaakov Avinu was merited shehayat savarosh shayish. That's why his neck turned to marble. She'enu mekabel tuma machmat shehayah mitzta'er al zeh yoter miharigoto. Why did he become a tuma? Because Yaakov was more worried about being influenced by Esav than by being killed by Esav. Im behechrech hayetah megiato achat mishteya eile. If he had to choose between one or the other things that Esav could do to him, hayah bocher yoter baharigoto mihitchabruto, he would rather have been killed. He would rather have fight to death with Esav than to give in to him and have to go with him and live with him. V'zeh klal gadol b'chol ish. And this is a general important rule for every person. She'im be'emet nichalei Shiarog Valyavor Averil Hachis et Boro. If someone chas v'shalom forces us to go against God, to do a sin, to entice us against God, Shuv Nitzal Milhizdamen Lefanav Isur Zeh. We have to do everything we can to avoid it. So this is the idea here. Which really answers the fact that they're not arguing in the Medrash. Both rabbis are saying the exact same thing. But what is certainly clear is that, as the Rabbi Breisch pointed out in 1945, the bigger danger for us, you know, we have lost whatever we lost in the 6 million we lost, how many have we lost to assimilation since then? Right? So we have a battle on today, we here in Israel have a battle on both fronts. We should be victorious in both battles. Okay. Thank you.